Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion, God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Welcome, welcome to the Wake Up Call Radio Talk Show. I'm Pastor Annie Sally.
I'm Pastor Warren Sally.
Thank you for joining us here today. You can join us every Sunday at 5 p.m. Today, our theme is spiritual abuse and the church. We also have with us the author of Spiritual Abuse and the Church, Pastor Angela Williams. Angela, welcome to the Wake Up Call Show.
It's great to be back.
Hey, we are warriors at any cost.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Angela, talk to us about your book, Spiritual Abuse in the Church.
Well, it's a book that was written to expose Satan and his tactics upon the church and to lead people back to a place of receiving healing for themselves, learning, helping them to learn how to forgive others as well as forgiving themselves, helping them to learn to love God again, this time without abuse, and getting them back into the church.
Amen.
So many people have left the church and just walked away. So we want the body of Christ to return back to the church.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we wanted to share several.
Pastor, we're getting feedback from you.
Pastor, can you take your phone off of speaker?
It's off.
We can hear you.
It's off.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Man. Sounds much better. Sounds much better. So spiritual abuse in the church, we've been talking about it for about 3 weeks now. And today's our 90-minute series finale because it's growing. Spiritual abuse is growing in the church. And we wanted to help our listeners and our viewers understand what spiritual abuse is. So that's why we have Pastor Angela here to help share on this topic. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for coming just to share with us what God placed on your heart pertaining to spiritual abuse in the church and just how prevalent it is in our churches today.
Yes.
And I wanted to read my definition here. It says spiritual abuse, as we're addressing, could be defined as the injury of a person's spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is the use of religion and spiritual concept to gain or maintain undue power mm-hmm. over another person.
Right.
Okay. And then there are several scriptures in the Bible, you know, that talks about spiritual abuse, and we wanted to share one or two of those.
In Jeremiah 5, 26-31, it describes a perversion of justice in Israel where those in authority. It said the prophets and the priests were adding to their own wealth, power, and prestige at the expense of the needy. And this had angered God, who asked, "Shall I not visit for these things?" This same perversion of justice is described again in Jeremiah 6:13-14, where the false prophets mm-hmm. gave lip service to healing, saying, "Peace, peace," when there was no peace.
Wow. Mm. Wow. And, you know, the Bible also says that in the last day that there will be a great drawn away from the from the house of God, that people will become lovers of their own flesh. And, you know, so
right.
the Bible spoke of this. So this is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it affects the order of God and the plan of God, then it should affect us as Christians.
Right.
You know, it should concern us because people are hurting. People are hurting. People have left the house of God and they're in isolation because that's very common. When you're hurt and when you have been abused, what you want to do is just shut down and isolate yourself. And the enemy loves for us to isolate ourselves. He loves that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
if he can isolate us, he can talk to our minds and he can really run havoc in our lives if we allow him to shut us down. And that's mm-hmm. what he
right.
has done.
Right.
He has shut so many folks down because of spiritual abuse and witchcraft in churches. And then you also added a disclaimer here that not all churches are operating under spiritual witchcraft
right.
or abuse. However, it is an issue that we must address. We must address it because
mm-hmm.
There is a lot of falling away from the church, and
oh, yeah.
we want to bring an awareness. We want to bring awareness to those that are hurting, and even, you know, awareness is good even before you need it.
Right.
you know,
that's
so
right.
we want
that's
to talk.
True.
Yes, yes, that's like having a first aid kit.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you carry that along
that's
just
right.
in case you need it, you know, and I know that's
yeah.
why you wrote this book, because it's going to reach some folks right where they are today, and it's going to reach some folks 5 years from today
right.
and forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to reach someone. So we cannot say because it hadn't affect us, then it's not important, because that's not true. It's affecting someone.
Right.
It's hindering our loved ones.
That's
it's
right.
hindering
that's right.
family members. You know, it's hindering people in our workforce. So there, therefore, it's affecting us because we are the body of Christ
yeah.
and we are called to the work of God. We are called to
right.
Lead people
mm-hmm.
to him. So if this is a roadblock, if this is a hindrance, then it affects us. And we must be proactive.
Right.
And Paul
right.
talks about that in Ephesians.
But it also... it also affects those churches that are out there that are doing the work,
oh,
that are out there,
yes.
that are out there
yeah.
evangelizing.
Oh, yeah.
mm-hmm.
They're out there doing it
mm-hmm.
the right way. And it affects them because now they lump us all together in the
wow.
same
Wow, that's good.
They lump us all together. Although this church may have the good intentions,
mm-hmm.
they'll put you in the same shoe
mm-hmm.
as everyone else.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I've heard them all. I've had them to tell me that to where, you know, all y'all Christian people are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing you want is a
yeah,
dollar.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, but just like you said, it's affecting all of that.
Yeah, across the board.
Across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that point out because, you know, it is so true. It is so true today. Well, we have defined what spiritual abuse is. We have
mm-hmm.
talked about some of the symptoms, and we want to talk about some of those again before we go into our healing portion of this show. You know, we wanted to identify it. We wanted to bring awareness to it. We
mm-hmm.
wanted to get the conversation going, you know, because if you don't address it, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away.
That's right.
But we have to expose it. And that's why God has
You're
given
right.
us power.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We must expose it. Yes. So witchcraft in the church, we want to talk about just
yeah.
several of those. I know you've outlined some, and we've got some here that we wanted to share. Does your leader teach that God must speak to them first before God speaks to you? You know, that's a way of control. And, you know, control is
mm-hmm.
just,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it's like this, and God only speaks to them and God doesn't speak to anyone else but them. You hear this stuff in cults.
Yeah.
You hear this stuff in cults. You know, yes, God doesn't speak to you. You're not anointed. The leader is the only anointed person. Well, these are spirits of witchcraft. in the church. And
yes,
does your leadership curse? Yes,
right.
And domination,
yeah,
and right. Manipulation.
Manipulation.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
Does the leader
yeah.
curse anyone who leaves the church? How many times do we hear this?
Hmm.
I mean, this is
all
crazy.
Know,
yes, we're the body of Christ.
Don't have nothing to do with them if they leave. And they're
absolutely.
Saying, they left the church. They're through with
they're
them.
Through
they're not going to run behind them. And they don't want you
to
do anything to them.
Absolutely. And this is crazy. We're the body of Christ.
Christ.
We're the body of Christ. I mean,
yeah.
to, we're
yeah.
supposed to work together, not against one another. But so many people will fall into this, you know, into believing the lie that the enemy is telling, that because someone has left your church, that
cursed.
Person is cursed. And if you affiliate yourself with them, then you're cursed too. And God's going to blow on your
yeah.
money. God's going to blow on your home. You're going to be sick. I mean, I've heard some of everything
Amen.
Across the board.
Amen.
And people are so fearful. Yeah, because if you don't
yeah.
know your Bible, if you don't have a relationship with God, you will fall for anything. That's why the Bible
yes, so
says,
too.
Study to show yourself approved. A workman needed not,
yes.
A workman unto God needed
not
be ashamed, but
be
rightly
ashamed,
divide the word
divided.
Of truth. Yeah.
But
and that's
you know,
the problem. The word of truth is not being divided correctly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're being
I mean, that's
how, with the doctrine that God did not intend for us to have.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's
yeah.
how the enemy got Eve in the
mm-hmm.
garden.
He,
you know,
he just distorted
mm-hmm.
the word.
That's all. He didn't change the whole thing around.
No, you can just take a couple of words here and there, distort it to where you would have it to mean what you really wanted
mm-hmm.
to communicate.
Amen.
But that is so true how when you say, now, there are some people that leave the church that may leave a church in the wrong manner.
That's right, and we're not talking about that.
Yeah, there are some people
right.
that can leave it in the wrong
mm-hmm.
spirit or the wrong manner
mm-hmm.
for the wrong reason. Because
mm-hmm.
I know when you and I pastored, we always said that, you know, if you leave the church, that's fine, you know, for whatever reason, and we thank God for you, we'll love you. But I would feel even more, I would feel worse that if you left the church and went back out in the world.
Absolutely.
I would feel,
right.
I would rather, if
yeah.
you left me, that you would go to another church that's teaching the word.
Absolutely.
Versus just going
exactly.
all out in the street.
And the last thing you want to do is curse someone. When God came that you may have life in it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
God came to heal the brokenhearted. So why in the world are you speaking death on someone when God came for life, to speak life on you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all that is contradictory of the word of God, you know. But people will
right.
fall for it because they take their eyes off of God and put their eyes on man,
mm-hmm.
and man becomes their God. You know, because
exactly.
so many people are lazy when it comes to reading the word of God, developing
oh,
a relationship
yeah.
with God. So then you will fall into anything. And so
you're
then
right.
some of the...
I want to share this.
Go ahead.
Right,
I heard T.D. Jakes today, and he said something that really clicked me, and I was like, oh, I got to share this with y'all today. He said there's a chaotic, wild spirit running through the church, and that the church is out of order. He said, you never see demons fighting against each other. You never see witches fighting against each other. The only people you see fighting against each other are church folks, church leaders, and denominations.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. You know, so, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
And we do.
Like, man, you hit this thing on the head.
And we
this is the problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Wow.
And even the it's just a time. We're living in the last day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think of this kind of stuff, and even the stuff that you see on social media, and how, like my husband stated, how folks will lump everyone together, you know, because of their
yeah,
pain, because of their
they
discomfort.
Do.
Yeah. Because hurting people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
That's point blank.
Oh, they are
hurting people. Yeah, hurting people hurt people, and, you know, that's what they do.
There's
yeah.
something in their background that has happened that they didn't
yeah.
deal with early
mm-hmm.
in their life, and they took it into adult life, and they still haven't dealt with it because they don't want to be honest enough to admit that they got shortcomings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay, and then several of the others, are you forbidden to talk to anyone who's left your church? You know, I think you mentioned that one.
Yeah.
I've never seen such a time where so much of that foolishness going on. You know, yeah, they want to keep you in their little clique, and you know, because as long as they can keep you, that they can, they have time to manipulate you, just like you stated.
And I tell people that all the time, whether you admit it or not, if you don't get out of spiritual abuse, I don't care how many churches you leave, they still control you.
They still control you.
You can leave all day long and say, I'm done, I'm through. But unless you get delivered and set free from spiritual abuse and you're able to forgive them and forgive yourself, you are still under their control. They still control you. Long distance, they control you.
And you know, that is so true. Mm-hmm. And that's true when it comes to abuse, period, across the board.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the average person that you talk to that have been in an abuse relationship, if they talk to you long enough, this is not the first abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
exactly.
That's right. It's like they go from one abusive relationship to the other. And it's not so much as they are seeking to be abused.
Mm-hmm.
It's that there's a spirit on the person that abuses, and to he lurks and he seeks you out, and he knows that you're gullible, so then they attach themselves to you, and that's how spiritual abuse come apart. You know, that's how it comes. That's how it manifests itself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just happen. You don't just walk in a door and join a church and next week they decide to abuse you. No, they seek you out. They understand what you need from them, and
right.
They know how
that's
weak
correct.
And gullible you are. And that is so, it's
exactly.
just like a predator. It's a predator spirit. That's all it is.
It
and
is.
It's the same thing when it,
it
comes to abuse. Physically, mentally, emotionally, it's the very same thing. It's a predator spirit, and he seeks whom he may devour. And it's no different in the church. It's no different in the church.
It's not, because I've seen people that I left the church with, and they drop their head every time they see me and try to go the other way because they're not supposed to come in any kind of contact with me, not that I have anything, but they've, you know, been told to stay their distance, and I feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My thing is, if they live, your leader live that far away from you, they're not even on your side, but they're still in your spirit and in your head, you're in trouble.
That's bad. You're right. Amen.
You can't even go to Walmart and speak to people. You're in trouble.
You are talking right.
God. Wow, you could be out of the prison, but you're still locked up.
Yes, and I just read that scripture.
They locked up. They're in prison.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I wrote that first was the poetry. Free, not locked up anymore. Because God delivered me and set me free. Writing, the poem. And people didn't understand what I was going through, but I understood what God was doing.
Amen.
I knew I needed to be free. I just didn't know how long I would be where I was and what God was going to do to get me out. But I knew the one thing I had to do is admit that I was in spiritual abuse and stop acting like it didn't exist.
All right. And that's our whole objective here today, is to bring that type of awareness, and that people can say, you know what, this is happening. And this is something I need to come to grips with, or this is happening to someone I know, and I need to share this show, this tape with them. I need to share this video with them, because the Bible says in Luke 4:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saved those who are crushed in spirit. So that's what we're saying today. God come to save those that have been crushed in your spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, the Bible said, but the Lord will deliver them out of all. He protects you. So God has come that you may receive healing and deliverance, and God has come that you may be set free. He came to loosen the prisoners and to free you. But the enemy comes to bind you. set the captives free. Exactly. Yes. And so the word of God, the word of God comes to deliver you, and the word of God comes to find you. And that's one of the reasons we're talking about spiritual abuse in the church. And we're giving you some of the symptoms so that you can understand what's going on, mm-hmm. because we have to be advocates for ourselves as well. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. we have other people that can advocate for us, but
we got to be ourselves.
Yes. You mm-hmm. know, without knowledge, you know, without a vision, the people perish. And knowledge is so powerful. Knowledge is powerful, but you can turn knowledge away from you. You can have it and not use it. But knowledge that's applied right. is powerful. Mm-hmm. So we want you
that's
to
right.
apply
that's
this
right.
knowledge, and it will become power for you. And God will see you through whatever you're going through, you know, regardless to
yeah.
how devastating your situation is. There is nothing, absolutely nothing too hard mm-hmm. for God. Nothing
Amen.
Is too hard for
you're
God.
Right.
John 12 and 14 says, I am come a light into the world that mm-hmm. whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. If you believe
right.
on me, you shall not abide in darkness. And that's what we want to do now.
Right.
We want to turn the tables a little bit. Let's talk about the healing aspect of it. You know, Pastor Angela, you shared some scriptures in your book, and you shared a path to deliverance from spiritual abuse. Let's talk about that.
Right.
Let's talk about deliverance from spiritual abuse.
Right.
Okay, I actually put in the book Spiritual Abuse Tips and a segment called Spiritual Abuse Recovery 101. And in the 101 portion, it says, you first have to understand that you have been wounded.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to admit your negative feelings. A lot of times people know things are not where they should be and know that they're not on point, but they won't admit that
mm-hmm.
there's something wrong with the way they feel. You have to admit that you don't trust people. You have to admit that you're at the point where you don't really even trust God anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to process what caused your hurt and what caused your pain. You got to think about that. Because I had to search my own self to look to make sure it wasn't just me. You know, make sure I wasn't in no crazy nightmare. I had some weird stuff going on. God,
mm-hmm.
this is not right. According to your word, this is what's supposed to take place, and this is not happening. And this
Amen.
Is abuse. Then you have to speak the truth. You got to be honest with your own self. You got to speak the truth and stop pretending that abuse is not taking place. First of all,
mm.
the devil is a liar, and he loves liars. And he wants you to lie about how you feel, lie about
right.
what people are saying and what they're doing. And that's what church people do. It's just so easier to say or admit that nothing is going on and nothing is happening than it is to tell the truth about something.
Wow.
And that's what we do. You have to get out there and tell your story. You have to be able to talk about it, find safe leaders, and there are some good safe leaders out there that will listen. There's some good counselors
oh, yeah.
that you can talk to. Everybody's not breaking up God's word. There's some people
right.
that we can talk to, and
Amen.
We can tell what's happening. You can break that don't tell rule that they have going, that hush-hush that's going through the church. You can break that. Shouldn't be a
wow.
hush-hush in the church. We shouldn't be in a church that's so secretive that you can't even talk to one another. Then you got to allow yourself to say no. If you're in a position and you know what's going on is not right, you need to allow yourself to step down from those positions and don't accept no new positions. Don't be pressured to remain in stuff that you know God is speaking to you about and telling you need to get out of, you need to be. Because I stayed in a lot of things way too long. I could have prevented some stuff that happened to me from happening if I had just been honest with myself and said, you know, this is not right. You know, this is not of God. Say no.
Wow.
But it was just so big and it was just so huge and it elevated me and it put me where I was working and trying to get in the physical, fleshy part of me.
Oh.
Till
oh.
I just took a blind eye to everything else and it just didn't matter. This is where I want to be. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I think is happening to people in church. They are running for positions and for power and for levels in the church. And
wow.
their mind is not on, I am supposed to be living for Christ. They don't care
right.
nothing about their relationship with him anymore. Their relationship with people to them are more important now than their relationship with Christ. So they get caught up, and they don't do a heart-to-heart talk with themselves. I had to just sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with God and say, God, I'm unhappy, I'm sad, I don't even want to go anymore, I don't even want to hear them preach anymore, I don't want to hear Bible study anymore, I don't want to hear nothing. I'm just done with this. I cannot do this anymore. You're going to have to get me out. If you don't, I'm just going to shut myself up in here. I'm just not going to nobody else's church. I can't do church like this anymore.
Wow. Wow.
And then we just have to get to that place where you, you know, really be honest. And I had to be honest. And I wasn't honest with myself. At first, I was like, okay, I'm, you know, this is not happening to me. This can't be happening. Not to me. And one of my friends said to me, he said, I know you hurt by the way they treated you when you got, when God told you to leave. And I said, no. He said, no. What you need to do is tell the truth about it. You just need to own up to it and say you are hurt. Stop trying to pretend. He said, I know you're a big girl, and I know you're strong, but you ain't that strong. You hurt. And so I admitted to him. I said, you know what? You're the first guy that actually stood up in my face and said that I just need to be honest. I said, and you're right. And once I said it, it was like freedom just took, I mean, it just ran through me.
Wow.
And I was okay. But a lot of people are so afraid. They have taken the abuse so long, sitting scared to say anything. I talked to a lady the other day, and she was like, yeah, all my friends are in it. They are afraid. They're full of fear. They're just so scared that they're going to be ostracized, that people are going to belittle them. They're going to be embarrassed from the pulpit.
Yeah.
They don't
yeah.
want that kind of pain, and
yeah.
they're not going to admit it. But that's the only way that you can get out of anything. You just got to admit that you've been hurt, and you got to find you somebody to talk to about that spiritual abuse, and then you got to be able to forgive the person that abused you.
Mm-hmm.
For me,
yeah.
it wasn't hard. I just made up my mind, you know what, God, I'm not going to walk in hatred and strife. I'm not going to walk in resentment. I'm not going to walk in bitterness. I'm going to walk in your word, and your word told me that if I confess my sin, you are faithful and just to forgive me from all unrighteousness. So I'm going to walk according to your word. And I had to walk in the word of God. And every day I had to almost spoon feed myself the word of God to get me back where I needed to be.
Amen.
Because I had lost so much ground trying to please people, trying to make everybody happy. And I was the only person sick and sad.
Come on. Come on. You are.
Like, I can't do this. Mm-mm.
You are talking right, Pastor. You are really talking right. You
that's
know, yes, yes. You know, even to the point where you mention how people will remain in these type of situations even after coming to grips with it because they want to stay on different boards in the church, you know, because they feel like this. Yes, this is a prestigious position, and I just want to stay here, and I don't know if I'll ever regain this type of notoriety.
Exactly.
If I leave this church. And that's a big one right there. A lot of people are doing this because of the fact, and you know, when you are in Christ Jesus, you know, the Bible says God predestined us. He predetermined us before the beginning of the world. So that
lets
me know that he has a plan and a purpose for my life. So I don't have to compromise. I don't have to take down to be used and for God and to be anointed with God's anointing on my life. That anointing goes with me wherever I go. But people will come to make you feel that if you leave your anointing, you must leave it here. You must not take your certificate. You cannot take your license. We're going to strip you of all this stuff if you leave my church. And this is foolishness. The paper, there's no anointing in the license. The anointing is in the life, not the
piece of paper.
Yes.
Just a piece of paper, you know. I have to admit, it is just a piece of paper. There's a scripture that I want to share. It's Jeremiah 5, 30 and 31 that says, an astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. And that's how we are. We don't care about liars. We don't care about people pretending to be something that they're not. We gravitate to that, and we love it so much. And we push them, and we put them on a pedestal.
That's
so
right.
When we get them up there, then we become afraid of them to the point where we make sure that our names don't come up in anything to violate. We were the ones that helped, you know, pull them down or took them down or tore them down or said they were wrong about anything. We're not going to do that. And that's where the church is. The church just, we fight against each other. We say all kind of mean stuff to each other, throw slams from the pulpit, and we don't care. Somehow we missed it. This is not your house. This is God's house.
Come on.
Not happy with that kind of mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's not pleased with that. You know?
Mm-hmm. This is good talk.
Asking me, what do you think about the church? I tell him the church is sick. That's how I feel about the church. It's sick.
Amen.
The church needs to be healed. I say the only way they're going to be healed is they got to admit that there's a problem. There's something that took place and has been happening in churches over and over and everywhere. And nobody has dealt with it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to deal with it. Everybody want to do a hush-hush scene and pretend that nothing is going on. There's a lot of abuse. I was listening where I shared at a tea party yesterday for a friend about my book, and everybody had a story yesterday. And I looked and I said, God, I said, am I supposed to be writing a second piece to this? I said, this is a lot of information, and it needs to be absorbed.
Wow.
And they just looked at me. But, yeah, it was a powerful tea party. But people were invited. New authors for 2017 was invited to just come and share their book on yesterday. And I just got up and just shared what God placed on my heart. The church is sick.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we just keep going to a place that's sick? Because there's no way. It's just like your family. When somebody got a cold or somebody got a virus and you be around them, they spread it. You get the germ. Then you make other people sick. And that's what's happening in the church.
All right, now.
We're not supposed to be sick. The church is supposed to be the place where somebody can come and get healed, delivered, and set free.
Amen.
Not supposed to be a place of spreading germs and sicknesses, and people come to church and nothing happens. They go back home the same way they came. There's something wrong with that picture.
Amen to that.
You know, I want to piggyback on something you said earlier, you know, when you were talking to God, when you were going through this season, and you said to God, you know, I can't get up and continue to go back to this foolishness, you know. And so many people, they do this Sunday after Sunday, Wednesdays, Tuesdays after Tuesday. They go right back and they know exactly what's going on. They will tell you that is going on, but I cannot understand what gives you the strength to go back to foolishness, because just like you said, it's a germ and it will kill you. It will confine you. Yes. And so if you don't find hope through the word of God and through the power of God, then you're gonna become what you're eating. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to get the hush up too.
Yeah.
And you're going to, that's right. Because how can two walk together except they agree? Sooner or later, you're going to start adapting. Sooner or later, you're going to start adjusting. So if you don't have a relationship with God, if you don't know who Christ is, you know, then it's time for you to seek him while he can be found.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him to come into your heart. And if you have backslid, if you're no longer in the church for any of these reasons that we're talking about, you have to go back to your first love. I mean, Christ loved you. He gave his only begotten son. I mean, God loved you. He gave his only begotten son that you may live and have life and had more abundantly. He came to the brokenhearted. He didn't come for you to be in bondage. He didn't come to enslave you to this type of entanglement.
Wow.
That's right.
We have an advocate with our Father. You know, have an advocate. So we have to, just like you're saying, we have to expose Satan and his tactics. And then we have to come to free. We have to confront the spiritual abuse. First of all, just like when you go to any other advocate group, you have to confront the fact that you're having these issues. And once you confront it, then you have to walk out the plan to stay delivered. You have to walk out the plane to stay delivered. You can't just admit it and go right back in it. Because if you do it, guess what?
Right.
You're going to go deeper. You're going to go deeper. And the enemy will You can be so deep into foolishness until God will allow your conscience to be seared. Mm-hmm. Because, he can speak to you and he keeps knocking. Yeah. Yes, he keeps knocking on the door to your heart. And if you keep turning your deaf ear, then God will allow you to just stay in the mess and your conscience will be seared. And you think you're doing something all year. Going through the motions. So it's time to turn back to your first love. Yes, God has given us leaders. God has great leaders in this earth.
Awesome.
But there are some that are not great leaders, and we just have to tell it like it is. And if we don't expose it, the enemy will not be exposed. So we had to come to share this. We had to come to share this because we feel that God, this is what God is speaking in the earth, because there are too many people bound to their homes, bound to their conditions when they should be free. The anointing of God is on our lives, and God has commanded, he's commissioned us to do this work. And if we don't do it, the blood is going to be on our hands.
The blood will be on our hands. You're right. There's a tip that I put in there that says, do not destroy the work of God for the sake of people. So I had to get to the point where I realized and I would admit, hey, you know what, God? I'm not following you. I'm following them. And I know I'm off, way off beat. I'm way off, out of schedule, God. And you're going to have to pull me back in because I'm on the wrong street.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to come back to God. I had to repent, just like people that go out there. We always talking about, oh, this person, they drink, they smoke, they do. Well, you're in spiritual abuse and you're staying in, and then you know it. You're just as
same
thing. You need to be forgiven too.
Amen.
You need to repent too. I had to repent for this thing.
Right.
Amen.
Because they became my first love. Like you said, they became my God. They became people that I put on a pedestal. And when I started looking at it and seeing that, hey, this is not God, I'm going the wrong direction, it was hard to say. Admit that I'm going the wrong direction, but I had to. I had to say, God, forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me. I'm on the wrong road. Help me.
Amen.
I need to get back. I've been sidetracked. I'm out in left field, and I need to be brought back in. And that's what we have to do, and most people don't want to do that because that takes effort.
Mm-hmm.
And the church is a bunch of lazy people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to put in the effort to repent or put in the effort to say that I messed up or I'm doing the wrong thing or I'm following the wrong leader or I'm in the wrong place and I'm putting 30 years in here and I don't want to leave. I put in 25 years in one church, 5 years in another church, half of my life in the other church, another 20-something years. I don't care. If it's not of God and it's not right, I don't want to be here.
Wow.
And I take the backlashing because that's what I had to do. I had to take the backlashing, the negative statement, people that I thought loved me, cared about me, I took it.
Right.
You don't want to be with me no more, I'll take it, God. You got somebody that's my friend. You got people, you can send me new friends.
Amen.
If you sent me here, it was for a reason. Now, you told me what I need to know. Show me where you want me to go. And God can still do that. If God send you somewhere, we get to the place where we are like, okay, God can only send us one place, and then that's it. No, God send you there, and they get beside themselves, and it's not what it's supposed to be. Just like he sent you there, he can pull you out and send you where he wants you. He can put you wherever he needs to put you. And I had to just realize, God didn't change. I changed.
All right. You know, when you were talking about that, it made me thought about Saul.
Yeah.
You know, when he was first by the people. He didn't have that type of spirit. But as time went on and the more the people elevated him, then Saul, that's right,
it
he started.
So easy. If somebody starts elevating you, you lose it.
But the
big head, it's the big eye, the little you.
Amen.
This is not easy to talk about. Deal with, because you really have to be honest with you.
But it is necessary.
And most people don't want to be honest with themselves.
Amen. But that is a right way to do everything. You know, even when I'm stuck thinking about Saul and David, David had opportunities where he could have. He could have taken him out, but David chose to do it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a way to do everything God's way. We can do it decent and in order and still walk away
by winning your brother.
Right, absolutely. And that's just what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. So we've got to be mindful. However, we got to get our focus back on Christ. You know, we got to realign ourselves. And I feel that in this season, I feel that opposing the enemy and he's realigning the church. You know, we're living in a time where those that stood back and resist the front line. They're coming to the front line now. The ones you least suspect are coming to the front line now because we're living in the last day. It's a shift. Yes, I love it. I love what you just said. There is a shift going on, and I tell you, I want to be in the shift. I want to be in the shift. I want to be in
the When the church gets shifted, that means somebody's going to get exposed, and everybody ain't happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not happy about a shift, but.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to take some realigning, and realigning always, or change.
Mm-hmm.
Change is hard. Change is really hard. And a lot of people, just as you've stated, you know, being in a church 25 years and, you know, as I coach people, you know, they tell me the same kind of stories. You know, well, I've been singing on the choir for 20 years and, you know, I've been a mother of the mother's board, so I don't want to start all over again. It's just like being in an abusive marriage. You know, I've been here all these years. I want to stay just because of the kids, because of the financial means. I just don't want to leave right now and that type of stuff. So what you're doing, you're deceiving yourself, and the church is no different.
Exactly.
You know, people in the church, they're deceiving themselves and feeling that God can change anything. And I don't want to make you think that God can't change a leader, and you should continue to pray for your leader.
Just like David, he continued to pray for Saul.
Right.
David continued to pray for Saul until God released him. David continued to do what was right in the eyesight of God. And we're going to have to do that as well. But the Bible says that we have to be wise, you know, and we have to have a relationship with God. And we have to have such a hunger and a thirsting for God that we can stay in line with what God is saying to our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we get so moved about everything that's going on around us, we're not going to have time to hear from God. You know, you have to stay near that vine. You have to stay near the water source. God is that water source. And, you know, I've been in situations where when I got away from that water source, oh, my gosh, I was thirsty. Yes, and I lost my strength. I lost my might. And so people know when when you lose your might. You know when you lose your strength. You know when it takes everything to get up out of your bed just to go. Then God is saying something. You know, sometimes he's saying you're just too lazy, but then sometimes God is saying something else. So it behooves you to build a deeper relationship with God so that God can lead and direct you into all righteousness, because he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so God wants us to continue to build that relationship. And then we can build relationship with other people, and then we can do the greater work that God has called us to do. But if we stay in bondage, and we can't free ourselves, we can't free the world, we can't free our families, we can't free anyone, because it starts with us.
And our relationship with him, and a lot of people are just too lazy to build their own relationship with God. They'd rather have a leader the chief over their relationship. And if he didn't run to the park and see their game, my situation, or ask them everything that I need to ask, or call them and anybody they just need to fall on my knees and go and ask Christ. The Bible says that but the end is death. And a lot of times people leave out of here prematurely because that's what they've done. They called the way and it seemed right. Now, it wasn't right, but they didn't have a relationship with God the way they should have.
Mm.
We have people they don't want to put in the time and energy for a relationship.
Amen. You are certainly right. Wow, this is good. This is good. Well, we're talking about spiritual abuse in the church, and we're talking about how to confront the spiritual abuse that's happening in your life. We're talking about how to confront that and how to expose Satan and his tactics. Mm-hmm. And no other way can we do that but by the word of God mm-hmm. and through the word.
Yeah.
Building a relationship.
Like you say, yeah, God didn't give you fear. So you don't have mm-hmm. to be afraid to deal with it. Anytime you feel that scared or that afraid, there's mm-hmm. something wrong with that. Because we should not be that afraid of man that we don't mm-hmm. have sense enough to tell the truth about whatever. I've been in too many situations where the pastor may say something and he asked, well, what y'all going to do? I said, I'm going to tell the truth. The other one said, what you going to say? What you want me to say? I don't care. I don't care. I can care less about what they want me to say. I'm going to tell the truth, and that's just going to be it.
Mm.
You know, but mm-hmm. the rest of the folks would say, whatever you want me to say, that's what I'm going to say. And I always just, you know, my spirit just didn't agree with that. I'm just not going to sit back and cover up for people and lie for people just because that's what you want me to do. Because you preaching the gospel that said no lie is going to heaven.
All right,
you want
now.
Me to lie to you, I got a problem with that.
Wow.
That means you don't care about where my soul ends up at.
Okay, you're talking right here. Amen. You know, as you were talking about telling the truth and standing up for righteousness, it made me think about, you know, Joshua 1 and 8, you know, when God told Joshua to be courageous.
Yeah.
And he told him to study the book of the law and meditate on it day and night,
mm-hmm.
and he will make his own way successful. And he became courageous in that act. And that just made me thought about when we're in that relationship with God and we continue to feed our spirit, the word of God, God will give us everything we need. He will give us the strength. He will give us the might to do what we need to do. And you can always tell. You can always tell when you are not abiding in his word and his word isn't abiding in you, because then fear comes in. Oh my gosh, you see fear like you've never seen, you know, but when you're studying that word and when you're believing God and you're praying the Bible, you know, it feels that you can do anything because you have the spirit of Christ on your life because the word of God, because he and his word is one and God feeds your spirit. But when you break away from that word of God, fear, everything comes in and you just get so, you just feel that you cannot break away. And I just feel right now that that's what's going on with a lot of people that are listening to us today. They have broken away from those, from the word of God and from the spirit of Christ and from building a relationship with God, you know, because of the fact of spiritual abuse. So now they're devastated to the point where I don't want to get up and go to church. I don't feel like doing this and I don't want to do this. And it's because they're taking back on the old man. The Bible says, you know, that we take off the old man and we put on the new man. We put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy.
Right.
But when we go away from the word of God, when we stay isolated, guess what? The old man takes over again. And then we start to put on the old garment. Yes, we start to put back on the old garment. So therefore, fear comes in and it sets in and it runs havoc in our lives. And so now you're backsliding. Yeah. Now you don't ever want to go to church. Now you don't want to go to anybody's church. Now everybody's just alike because now the enemy is feeding you 24/7. But the word of God is still right. There's a hell and there's a heaven.
Right.
There's God and there is Satan. You know, so it's up to us whose side we want to connect with. Do you want to stay in your isolation? Do you want to stay in your mess? Do you want to stay there and blame what's happened to you? Or you want to take the medicine? Makes me think about going to the doctor. So oftentimes we go to the doctor because we have ailments. They give us a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
We go home. We don't fill the prescription.
And
we don't do what the doctor says, but then we expect healing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't do what the word of God says
about the doctor too,
absolutely,
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
but have you taken
that's where the body of Christ is.
Absolutely.
They're sitting at home, hiding behind the front door, won't go back to church. But they have to. The one thing they have to always remember: God doesn't abuse people, and God didn't abuse them. People abuse them. And they need to put the fault where it happened at. God didn't abuse anybody, and God does not abuse people. That's people with power. There's wanting more power that abuses the church and the body of Christ. And then you can sit home all you want to, but that's not building a relationship. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembling yourselves together as the manner of some is. In other words, some people already turned from the church. He told us, don't do what they're doing. We're supposed to assemble. We're supposed to gather as a congregation back into the assembly, back into the house of God, and be together and build relationships with one another. Not abusive relationships, because God doesn't abuse people. When he builds a relationship, like, I don't know you all. I've never met you. But I feel like I've built a personal relationship enough to trust you, enough to talk with you, enough to enjoy you. Why? Because the Spirit of God on the inside of me, I test and try the Spirit. So the Spirit of God on the inside of me, it flows with the Spirit of God that I hear coming from you all. And that's how God works. He works by his Spirit.
Absolutely.
So people got to get off that couch. You can't sit at home, because sitting at home don't help you none. You got to get back in church. And there are churches out there, and everybody's not in abuse. There are churches, and God can heal your heart.
Amen.
I'm a witness that he can heal. Hey. He can take away the pain and the hurt out of your heart. He can renew, restore, and do all of those things in your life and cause you to. I never had desire. I had a desire to leave where I was, but never had a desire to leave God.
Hey,
and I knew that I needed to be back into the house of God. And so I just prayed, God, show me where you want me to go. Show me where you want me to go. Show me. And I knew that he was able to do what I was asking him to do, because he was God. I knew he had a place for me to go.
Amen.
I can't stay home, because you say you love God and you just stay home and live up on the couch and don't get in the word and don't study. There's a problem with that.
There's a problem with
food, but if I don't get a fork or spoon or knife, put it on a plate or on a container, I don't cook it, I can love it all day long. That don't mean nothing.
Amen.
I've got to eat it. I've got to ingest it for it to do me some good.
Amen. That's a great analogy.
I like it. Wow. You are so right. Oh, my. We're exposing Satan and his tactics today on the Wake Up Call Radio Talk Show.
Oh,
wow. Any other thing you would like to share at this point, Pastor Angela, before we
close? No, I just thank God that there are some scriptures that I put in the back of the book to combat spiritual abuse in chapter 11. So there are lots of scriptures, and there are lots of prayers. And some of the prayers are prayers for the person that's in abuse, as well as the person that has committed the abuse.
Okay.
Because they need help, too. They need forgiveness. They need us to forgive them.
Absolutely.
So I just thank God for the opportunity to be on the show. I've enjoyed myself. These several Sundays has just been a blessing to my heart.
Yes, amen. Thank you. Thank you for agreeing to come and share.
Thank you so much,
and thank you for your transparency. You talked about the confronting scriptures that you have in the back of your book. Let's share a few of those. And before we close, I think we were, down to 9 minutes?
Seven minutes.
And let's close out in a word of prayer. Yeah, and let's close out in a word of prayer, because we know that we need to take everything to the Lord in prayer. And we're believing God that people will be set free from these teachings of spiritual abuse in the church, and just bringing that awareness to them that they can take this information and they can internalize it.
Amen.
You know, yes. And find deliverance through the word of God, because that's where it is. But you have to do your work. You have to do the work.
That's right.
So
yes, you do.
Did you want to share
one or two scriptures? I have some healing scriptures that I can share that have helped me. I looked in Psalm 107 verses 17 through 22. I'm not going to read all of it. I'll just kind of grab or snatch some words that might mean something to the listeners. That scripture deals with, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And
amen.
In Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. That particular scripture. Another scripture that helped me was Mark 16, verses 14 through 18, and then James 5, 13 through 18, which says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So
Amen.
When I was praying, I had to pray in faith, believing mm-hmm. that the sick feeling that I had that had attached itself to my body had to leave. Psalm 34, verses
Amen.
15 through 18. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. And that particular one talks about the steps of a good man are already ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
Because people be tough, you know, they like to play that song, Order My Steps. But the Bible tells me my steps have already been ordered.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 121, Amen. Verse 7 and 8, say the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3, says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So
mm-hmm.
shall I be saved from my mm-hmm. enemies. And that was a promise that I really, really, really mm-hmm. just snatched. I can
mm-hmm.
call upon the Lord. So shall I. That
mm-hmm.
means without a doubt. I don't even have to worry about it. I don't have to wonder. He says, so shall I be saved from my
yeah.
enemies. So the enemy had no control. He didn't
mm-hmm.
have, the only control he has is the control that I give to him. And I
That's
refuse
right.
to give him any control over my life.
Amen.
And these are some of the scriptures that really, really helped me to get through spiritual
Amen.
Abuse in my life.
Amen. Or anything
wow.
else that's going on in your life, you know? Yes, 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 yes.
Right.
Yes, God came that we may have life and more abundantly. That means in all aspects
mm-hmm.
of our life, he came that we may be delivered and set free. But
right.
At this point,
yes.
we let's go in prayer for a few minutes and pray for our listeners and pray the will of God, that his will be done in the land. Because, like I said, this is a matter of the heart today, you know, spiritual abuse.
Right.
I
That's
believe
right.
this is God's heart. I believe this is God's heart. It's too many people hurting and too many people are being abused in the church when God designed his church to be a respite for hurting people
right.
so that we can
right.
Get out and reach a dying world.
Amen.
But we're killing our sick. We're killing our sick
Amen.
And bruised in the church. So they go out bruised.
You're
they
right.
don't go out healed. They can't
yeah.
help deliver because they need deliverance. Something is wrong with this picture.
Exactly.
So we want to pray the spirit of the prayer of healing. Would you lead us in that prayer, Pastor? I know you have
yes.
you've stated
yes.
this in
yes.
your book as well.
We'll use one out of the book.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. It is the day that you made, and you commanded us to rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes,
Lord, you know our hearts today and all the things that have kept us out of your presence.
Yes,
we've let what others did have an effect on our relationship, and we severed mm-hmm. our own ties with you. I thank you, Father God, and I believe that what the enemy said to me took me further into sin, further than I wanted to go. Today, I need the courage and ability to face my own truth and receive forgiveness for blindsight and blaming others for what I should have spoken up about. Thank
yes.
you for releasing me from the guilt I've carried for so long and allowing me to feel the power of your love, the warmth of your embrace, and the fragrance of your presence back into my life. Help
yes,
me to never stray from you again. Teach me your word so I will follow the truth. With thanksgiving and praise, I lift your name on high. I thank you for your grace and your mercy in my life. For it's in your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank,
Amen.
You, so
thank you for
we
that powerful
that.
Prayer. Galatians 5 and 1 says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ have already set you free.
Amen.
If you
yes.
have agreed with that prayer today, believe that you have been set free, continue to read the word of God and continue to study the word of God, and God will continue to free you. And then find your way to a Bible teaching church
mm-hmm.
where you can learn and grow
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
Well, a very special thanks to our special guest, Pastor Angela Williams, author of Spiritual Abuse in the Church. Thank you so much for coming and just being so transparent and helping to bring awareness according to spiritual abuse in the church. God bless you. We love you, and God bless you to
love
our
you
listeners. God bless
Thank
you,
God
and God bless
pastor.
You to our listeners.
God bless you
well, continue to listen to the Wake Up Call. And today we wanted to offer you two books for one, the Wake Up Call book plus Spiritual Abuse in the Church for the price of $20. Please inbox me. We have, me and Pastor Williams have agreed to give those two books to you, sell those two books, two for one.
Amen.
Amen. We'll get those to you. Autographed copies, please, Angela, and we'll get those books to you.
Amen.
God bless you, and thank you for listening. And remember,
this has been your wake-up call.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Break every chain. Come on, say, break every chain. Break.